Was that like the perfect winter break or what? Ideal. Frozen iguanas falling out of the trees in Florida. It's so cold. And guys setting their pants on fire on the flight home. You couldn't ask for much better than that. You may have just been trying to stay warm, is what I'm thinking. But of course, here in the nation's midsection, Wisconsin, we put the WI in winter. What is that? It's a dirge. A little winter tune.
Winter. Like the wind is whistling.
Seasonal, winter. What did you think I said?
Winter.
No winners on this show. Winter, you know. That's good. Here it is. Wisconsin, we put the wi in winter. Sitting in a patch of sun in the kitchen, pretending you're in Cancun. Doing the badger two-step, stomping first the one foot, then the other on the door frame while partially seated to knock the snow off your sorrels. Traversing the roof glacier without benefit of tackle or ground spotter. The traditional ice saber dance opening the storm door. Drivers who, despite 67 years of living in it, seem unfamiliar with snow. Four-season bicyclists taking one of only two tracks through the 12 to 14-inch light cover on the road. Parkers who refuse to park with two wheels on the street and two on the snowbank. So cold, the small dogs pee and freeze them to the ground. So cold, the raccoons stay in the garage and play cards. Or else there's somebody in there. So cold, you can see your lack of breath. And your teeth in a glass back on the nightstand hurt. So cold, you stop saying cold enough for you. A four-dog night. Cold enough to put cryogenics within everybody's reach. The cord run out to the garage so you can leave the heating pad on the steering wheel overnight because there's nothing worse than a cold wheel first thing in the morning. And you can't drive in mittens. When the hand warmers go right from the gloves into the socks at work, where you let the car warm up in a closed garage and wonder if it's really accidental. Snow blow unto others as they snow blow unto you. Shoveling the kid's sandbox back onto the walk. Using leftover terror alert plastic and duct tape for window warmers. Until finally, the Wisconsin harbinger of spring, the guy next door, running out his jet ski. Thank you very much. Another winner in Wisconsin. All right, I'm over with that. I had to say something. Nice. Sit around for 2 weeks, you know, yeah. Hunkering down.
Got to write
I
something.
I was in a frozen hunker, basically, for 2 weeks. So that's what that was all about. Thank you for that winter-esque.
Yeah, thank you. That was good. I like that.
Oh, good. Thank you. And in all the news that isn't, Republicans respond to the attempted airliner downing by calling for an invasion of Iraq. It turns out they had information on the Undies bomber. But it was mistakenly forwarded to the National Pro-Terrorism Center instead of the Anti-Terrorism Center. That's an easy mistake to make. Went right to the desk of the Director of Homeland Insecurity. Just as President Obama was 3 under par on the 17th at Wailea. Just as the President... Okay. At least he wasn't reading it. About a goat or something in a classroom. He's golfing a lot more than Tiger, by the way. That's pretty good. Some vacation for the president. The president gets the terror briefing even before he gets the wife vacation briefing. Mr. Obama's first response to Secretary Napolitano, you're doing a heck of a job, Nappy. Probably a mistake. The Nigerian suspect had apparently found a way to combine miniature pretzels and 3 ounces of Diet Coke to make an explosive device. It often has that effect on me, too, actually, because it's internal. So much for any lingering vestiges of food service on flights. Now, nothing, nada, zilch. Good thing you won't have to get up to pee because you can't. It's a terrorist act now. It's a terrorist act. TSA now gets to peek inside your undies. and we'll hold up cards numbered 1 through 10. The terror risk ratings, I guess. I'm not sure. Otherwise, flying as usual. The bulge in Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib's pants set off no red flags due to reverse profiling. If you know what I mean. Abdul, or if not, it's okay, we'll just go on. Abdul Muttalib is a shoo-in for the Al-Qaeda's Richard Reed Non-Achievement Award. The Reedy, they give it out every year, a little bronze sneaker. Homeland Security has responded by putting a young Dutchman on board every flight to the U.S. This is all, of course, a big setback for flyers who had been concealing family-sized tubes of Crest in their briefs. You that or they're happy to see you, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. I'm glad you said it.
Okay, fine, good. New rules now, quart-sized baggies with only 3 ounces of explosive liquids inside. And all syringes must be clamped in your teeth during check-in. The good news for TSA, and there is good news, is that at least the dogs won't have to be trained to smell crotches. Laid right into their little muzzles. As we all hope to be put on the no-fly please list. In other news that isn't, or page 3, House and Senate health care bill reconciliation worse than John and Kate plus 8. President Obama's next initiative, health club memberships for all Americans. Thank you. Yes, we can. With rasher retirements, mainstays popping on Democratic corset. Mainstays popping on Democratic... Never mind. So Shay didn't have a chance to read through this because he refused to take an extra song.
I know. We'll edit it out.
Yeah. All right. Okay. New terror threats on iPhones. There's an app for it. At the Consumer Electronics Show, this is pretty exciting for all of us techies, an iPhone killer app targets Windows and Android hardware. Google introduces the rather badly named Schmexis 1. Disappointing, I think. Anything in Schmexis.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. Bound to be. Microsoft introduces a behind-the-time slate, actually carved out of actual slate. The Moses tablet attracts a lot of attention. 3D TV where the shammy woos, wows come right out at you, and the singing mop gets right in your face. And the much-awaited offering from Apple, the iNewton. Okay. Page 4. In a compromise on the State of the Union, President Obama will appear in Lost on the premiere as Mr. Eco, the Nigerian Catholic priest and reformed criminal. If it works out, he might get 12 more weeks. That's pretty good. The Hubble takes the oldest picture of the universe yet, just as the dice are hitting the felt at the exact moment. Never mind. Britt Hume might be able to hit a one wood if he went Buddhist. Okay, in Iraq, we're almost through this. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein prevented from appearing on the ballot because of some association with Saddam Hussein. I don't see what that would be. Tiger Woods, so deep in seclusion, they're calling him Tiger Bin Laden. Might be in the tribal homelands in Pakistan. We have to check that out. Jay Leno to go infomercial, and Conan to ice capades. Mariah Carey says she's not drunk, she's just stupid. Dubai opens the world's tallest vacancy. 2 billion square feet will configure to your needs. And finally, on American Idol, Ellen told one funny dance, and she's out. That's all the news. That is. Thank you so much. And I beg to differ.